Shalom, this is Billy Brailman, the voice of one witness looking at current events in the light of Bible prophecy. Well, current events are quite frightening, awakening. They cause you to really look at the Bible. What does God have to say about this? And news today, central banks cut rates to aid world economy. The Federal Reserve acting in coordination with other global central banking authorities cut a key U.S. interest rate by 0.5 percentage point Wednesday to steady a teetering economy. This is from Fox News. You know, I heard one of the news analysts say today, this is something that has never happened before. The whole earth, the global banks, have moved in concert. And so we do see that in Bible prophecy, that when the Antichrist comes and he is made known, that he will be moving globally over the world. Now, I used to hear people say, well, you know, he's going to operate over in that part of the world. But folks, everything now, anything that happens someplace, we can even see it by satellite 1/25th of a second later. It affects the whole world. There will be nations that don't go his way. There will be peoples that don't go his way. But this global look to things is coming. And we see a global economic move. Now, what has happened to our economy? It has definitely taken over the elections. It was the subject of the debates. It is the subject on everyone's mind. Now, what do I think of in the light of Bible prophecy? Well, I thought of a scripture in Proverbs 26:2. Proverbs 26:2 says, "The curse causeless does not come." In the Bible, God said, "I set before you blessing and cursing, life and death. Choose life." So it's up to you as an individual. It's up to you as a nation. God has already put it forth what is in the blessings. What is in the cursings? You can read Deuteronomy chapter 28, chapter 27, and find out what's a blessing and what's a cursing. The curse causeless does not come. I believe that the United States of America, it's not that God is just sitting up there and he's saying, okay, today I'm going to get you. Today your dollar's going to lose its value. Today the stock market's going to fall. No, God puts his principles in the earth. They're in a book. And this book is to be read and to be obeyed, and it is not to be ignored. It is not as men think in their heads it should be. It is not as the talking heads on TV say it should be, unless they are guided by the Word of God. And you know, folks, that's really an unpopular way to think about things. But that is the way that God thinks about things. When the Jews had come back to build the second temple, Haggai and Zechariah prophesied to them as they were building that temple. And they came home. They came, not all of them, 42,000 of them came home from the Babylonian captivity. And they were to rebuild. Cyrus had given them goods to rebuild God's house. But they hadn't done it. They hadn't rebuilt God's house. They built their own houses. But they hadn't built God's house. And so God sends Haggai around to prophesy to them. And he says, "Then the word of the Lord," Haggai chapter 1 and verse 3, "then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, It is time for you, O ye, to is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." In the Hebrew it says, "Set your heart upon your ways. You have sown much, and you bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes." If you're earning wages, but it seems like that it's just got a, you've got a bag with holes in it, he says, consider your ways. Then you go back to the book and you see if you're doing things like the book says that you should do. United States of America, what are you doing? I believe that this fall that has happened, this economic thing that has happened, is because of evil, greed, men making loans, to get themselves bonuses and making it to people and with a balloon note coming on the end that the people could never repay. And it has caused what has happened that we've seen. I've seen something where one of the men, and I won't name names, but a United States congressman who was set in oversight over the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And when someone said, let's straighten out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, he said, we don't need to. We need to make loans easier to get, and they have to be politically correct. And it turns out that this man was having an affair with someone who was over one of those two places, conflict of interest. And so there were all kinds of things that were done, and shady things. And the Bible says in Proverbs 11:1, a false balance is abomination to Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. That's the ineffable name of God, the one we mispronounce Jehovah. But a just weight is his delight. He puts his blessing on business if you're just in that business. If you have a false balance, if you're not weighing things out correctly, and they didn't weigh those loans out to the people correctly, then it's an abomination to the Lord. Well, these things then begin to bring a judgment on themselves. Remember that God said in the 15th chapter of Genesis to Abraham, he said, your children are going to be in a land that's not their own for 400 years. And they're not going to come into the promised land because the sin of the Amorites is not full. When sin gets full, it brings judgment upon itself. So the unjust weights, the unjust dealings have brought a judgment upon themselves. And I believe then too, I'm very strong in my belief that if you bless Israel, you get blessed. And if you do not bless Israel, then God will curse you. He said, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you in Genesis chapter 12. Now, October the 8th, right in the middle of this economic disaster, here is a report that comes from IsraelNationalNews.com. United States President George W. Bush wrote the State Department a letter. And in that letter, he said that it is important to American security that the government waive congressional restrictions against direct financial aid to the Palestinian Authority. We have some restrictions on giving to the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority has an arm of it called Fatah. Fatah is a terrorist group. Fatah was Arafat invented Fatah. It is the terrorist arm of the Arafat's organization. When Arafat died, a man came to the top named Mahmoud Abbas. We are running like a chicken with our heads cut off, trying to prop up Abbas, trying to make him exist in the Middle East and in Israel, and to give him all the West Bank and to divide Jerusalem and give him part of it. He's on his way out. The Palestinian people, do not recognize Mahmoud Abbas. The Palestinian people do not recognize Mahmoud Abbas as their true leader. They are more and more going to Hamas. Now, here's what the letter said. The president ordered the direct aid the same day. No, this is the international news comment. The president ordered the direct aid the same day that the Middle East Newsline reported that Iran is assisting Fatah, whose leader is Mahmoud Abbas and heads up the PA. So that puts us into the boat with Iran. Iran's giving the money and we're giving the money. What really bothered me about it is that we are to, congressional restrictions are to be waived. Iran has been underwriting the cost for more than 150 Fatah fighters. And Arab sources said that several PA, Palestinian Authority, military commanders asked Chairman Abbas for a closer operation with Iran. In his message to the State Department, President Bush declared, quote, I hereby certify that it is important to the national security interest of the United States to waive the restriction. The move will allow up to $75 million to be pumped directly to the cash-strapped PA, which has become increasingly dependent on international help to the point that it has been labeled a welfare state by some European leaders. Well, I think we're a little bit strapped ourselves to be supporting a terrorist group. And I absolutely love President Bush. I confess to you that I probably have not prayed for him enough. But some of the things that our State Department has done, I believe the curse causeless does not come. And some of these things have been responsible for, we operated for a long time under a chuppah of blessing, but we've been shooting holes in our chuppah. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, and all these things are going to be judged. Now, you might want to watch the previous one that we put up where we went into a lot of scriptures about judgments that will come upon the merchants of the earth. But in the book of Revelation, Babylon the Great is falling. I believe that's a world system. We talk more about that. And all nations have drunk of the wine. This is Revelation chapter 18:3. All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, Babylon, the original Babylon, and then the system that came down through that. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. But all these things will fall. And it says in verse 15, the merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. And verse 23, the merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Now I do see that this Revelation chapter 18 comes into play during the what we call the tribulation period, the 7 years of the extreme pressure of coming from the outside and placing all of the earth really into a very narrow place. And I see that many of these prophecies are going to come to pass then. But we're beginning to see things now. If the sin is full, and we can see in one of the corporations after the other one, that when the sin got full, then there came in the judgment upon it. Judgment doesn't mean that you're wiped off the face of the earth. Even a business or something else can undergo the judgment of God. And you say, oh, we missed it. We are very repentant. We're going to straighten it up. We're going to clean it up. Humble yourself before God. Report your taxes right. Do things correctly. And God will forgive you. And God will have mercy upon you. And then the blessings of the Lord can rest upon you. Stay with us this week on the radio. Listen as we're going to be talking about the Great Awakening, what it was in the beginning days of this nation, and what I believe it can be in the last days of this nation. And so, pray for the United States of America. Humble yourself and pray. Pray for our leaders. We're praying for all four who are running for the public office of top two public offices of the land, that each one of them will find God's will for his or her life. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom until tomorrow.